This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zenta A-Stars. Ever thought about joining the circus? Librarian Betsy Bird didn't have to look far to find an entertaining topic for her historical young adult novel, Long Road to the Circus, illustrated by David Small. She looked to her childhood home and family stories, finding a fascinating tale of a woman who lived in Burr Oak, Michigan, who kept ostriches. Ostriches, it turns out, that she trained for the circus. Madame Marantette, real name Emily Peake, made circus history riding horses and training ostriches. In this tale, 12-year-old Susie Bowles endeavors to train the madam's favorite ostrich, Gaucho, to pull a wagon alongside a horse. Betsy Bird reads from the opening of Long Road to the Circus.
Chapter 1. Strongest grip in a girl I ever saw, Daddy said. Not without some pride. I looked down at my palms, rubbed raw, where earlier I'd clung to the elm tree in our front yard with my no-good, stinking brother Bill pulling on my leg to get me down. He'd called me in for mealtime, and I didn't want to jump to obey his word, so there'd been a good 5 minutes of yanking and gripping before Daddy put a stop to it. I still wasn't feeling anything in 4 of my fingers, but his praise was a cool, clear salve to those burning digits. A salve, that is, until Mama chimed in with, "Just like the day she was born." Once she said that, no amount of moaning on my part could derail her from telling the legend of Baby Susie. And believe me, I tried. Changing the subject didn't amount to anything. Lying about our cow going into labor didn't do any good. Possibly because she wasn't pregnant at the time. Ignoring my petulance, Mama launched right in. "The day you were born, Lampite, you gave me more trouble than I'd ever had with your sister and brothers." This was no small thing. Mama had 3 kids before me, and according to her, each one had been a trial. "I thought I knew all the ins and outs of birthing, but you gave me a real ride. You just didn't want to leave. You were holding on for dear life to keep from meeting the world." Then she began to laugh. My mama cannot talk about the day I was born without bursting into giggles. Granny says it's unseemly. That means whenever she gets to the hilarious part, Granny will totter over and start poking her with her cane, which only sets my mama off further. "Get a hold of yourself, woman," Granny says. "Birthing babies is our war, and telling stories of it means telling about all the bloodshed and battles we overcome. Ain't no time for tittering like a schoolchild." Then she'll poke me once upside the head with a cane and say, "You don't see this one acting the fool when you get tell that tale." I don't think it's much fair to get rammed in the head when I'm doing something she likes, but that's the way with Granny. Doing something right gets you one poke. Doing something wrong gets you a lot worse.
Susie is based on a real story. So I'm wondering if you can tell us about the background of this story, Long Road to the Circus, because it's historical.
Well, it's kind of a funny story, so it kind of comes in 2 parts. First, my family always had this strange story going back that my grandmother's no-good uncle would cut out on his farm chores on a regular basis to walk to an elderly ex-circus performer's house to help find out how to train the horses to do circus tricks. This is one of those family stories that you kind of hear over the years and you don't really quite acknowledged to be true, and yet the woman's name was apparently something like Madame Marantette. And this story had been sort of filtered through my family for years, and then years and years later, my mom's working in an independent bookstore in Kalamazoo, and she learns that David Small, the illustrator, he's won Caldecott's, he's won National Book Awards, that he lives in the Marantette house in Mendon, Michigan. And she starts putting the pieces together. She looks into it. And lo and behold, Madame Marantette was real. It is entirely possible that my grandmother's no-good uncle was cutting out on his form for chores to go over there. And the more we look into it, the more interesting she becomes. So it sort of occurred to me. I was like, well, I've got this crazy family story. I've got David Small living in her house. How cool would it be if I wrote a book and David Small did the art for it, since we have this bizarre connection to this woman from the past?
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zenta A-Stars. So I'm wondering about the research, because if you're going to base something on a real story, you have to start digging into it. And I wondered if any of that involved close encounters with ostriches.
That is a good question, because yes, Madame Marantat owned many, many, many ostriches, including one in particular by the name of Gaucho. He was her favorite. He was the naughtiest ostrich by far. Yes, I did have to do, well, at first I had to do research on the madam herself. And in that, I got very lucky. David took me to the Three Rivers Historical Society, and we met Holly Stevenson, a researcher there, who handed me a packet of all the information on Madame Marantat I could possibly ever want. If you want to know Madame Marantat's grandparents and where they came from, I have that information. Because it turned out, coincidentally, that 2 years before, Madame Marantat had actually, they'd had a big exhibit on her. And so she had all the information. She had already Xeroxed it for me. She just handed it to me gratis. So that was lucky. And then, of course, ostriches. Now, ostriches are few and far and hard to come by in this part of the country where I live, which is, around Chicago. But I did sort of find some fantastic books that helped me. There was one in particular that was very, very helpful. This is a series called The Superpower Field Guide, and there was one on ostriches by Rachel Poliquin, illustrated by Nicholas John Frith, and it had wonderful information on ostriches, just the best stuff I could possibly use. So I used that book heavily with this book.
This originally, the idea came to you as a picture book, but it developed into, and tell us of what age group you're aiming for with this.
Sure. So this is an older book. This is for 9 to 12 year olds, I'd say. And yes, I did envision it as a picture book because I thought, well, David Small, he's done some historical picture books. There's a wonderful one called That Book Woman that I just absolutely loved. So I wrote it up as a picture book and I presented it to him, and he looked at it and he liked it, but when he met with me, he said, I don't see it as a picture book. I see it as a novel, which was a bit of a surprise to me since I've never published a novel. He'd never written, read much of what I'd written before. I was like, are you sure? And he was like, yep, nope, I see this as a novel. So by gum, I went off, and he claims I did this in a year. I do not think that I did, but I went off and I rewrote it as a novel. And went back to him with it. He liked it, and he filled it with illustrations.
Did you feel the ghost of, well, her real name is Emma Peake, isn't it? Did you feel her in his house?
Well, as it turned out, and I thought this was going to be a deal breaker, he does live in a Marantat house, but he doesn't live in her Marantat house. When we visited with the historian, we found out it was another house my grandmother's uncle would have been visiting. She married into the Marantat family, which was a pretty prominent family in the Mendon area. And even to this day, you can see Marantat things all around. But that was actually sort of the family home. And no, it turns out she would have probably visited there, but it looks like she didn't actually permanently live there at all.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Betsy Bird, the author of the young adult novel Long Road to the Circus. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.